Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and joining me today is
Laurie Mosley.
Laurie Mosley's in the house. And La Casa.
Yes, as we prepare for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe it's almost May. Laurie Mosley with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me this morning on Chamber Chat.
Of course. I'm glad you're here as always. Now, Laurie has all kinds of things going on.
The month of April, I feel like a broken record. I feel like we've been talking about the month of April for a long time, but can you believe it's already here?
No.
It's April.
No.
And this is not April Fool's.
Easter's over. How'd that even happen?
I know. Easter was early. Now we've already had April Fool's, and this is no fooling, but we are the path of totality.
That's a big deal.
It's finally here. Like, we're like less than a week away from the solar eclipse.
You know, I have more and more found that there are a lot of people underestimating the insanity of how big of a deal this is. Like, people are excited about this. They're coming from all over. I want to say all over the world.
They are.
It's really true. There are people coming from different countries to be in the path of totality. So if you think this is like just a little, yeah, sure, no big deal, it's not.
Yes.
It's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
And you need to make plans, and you need to play and enjoy it and take advantage of it.
And I'm so glad that you were saying that, because that's the whole idea behind Rail Yard Park and what we're doing this weekend, is that we just want to entertain the guests that are traveling through. Maybe they're traveling through and they're going to end up in Kerrville. Maybe they're traveling through and they're going to be in Ennis watching the eclipse. It's not so much about the eclipse on that day for us as much as it is just providing good experiences that people can enjoy along the way. And that's exactly what we're going to do on Saturday and Sunday night.
Capitalizing on the fun.
Yeah. That's what I know nothing about science. Nothing about science.
But if we can turn it into a fun party.
I am all there.
Same.
I love a good theme party. And
same.
So that's what I focus on. I just focus on what I'm good at. And I know how to have a good time. I know about fun. And if it's fun, if it's not fun, I don't want to be there. So that's...
That's why I love you, Laurie Mosley.
I know. That's why you're like my sister from another mister, because that's where we thrive. And so that's why we're having so much fun at Rail Yard Park. You know, on Saturday is going to be the British Mania Beatles tribute band.
Yes.
That we will have. And free shows. All of this is free. Mm-hmm. And anyway, that'll be our Here Comes the Sun party.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah. Here comes the sun. And this band's coming in from New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
So it's not any Beatles tribute band that you've ever seen before.
Mm.
And so we're excited about that. And then on Sunday, we kind of flip the script and do the Dark Side of the Moon laser light show. And that's kind of how I embrace the eclipse. It's just sun and moon.
I guess that was, so to do a laser light show, you'd need to start at what time is that going to happen?
I believe all the parties start at 7 o'clock.
Good times.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. And
you know Danielle, she always knows how to do a great experience for everybody. And we have our official Hatchie Eclipse of the Heart t-shirts that we'll be selling while supplies last at the events. They're $20 cash, please, because we don't have credit card means or anything.
Bring in your checkbook, y'all.
Yeah. Or you could actually probably write us a check as long as it's local. But but we don't have any credit card machine. So anyway, that's what we're doing there. We'll also have eclipse glasses while supplies last that people can just have and take with them. So anyway.
That's going to be it's going to be a fun weekend this weekend. Everyone come out and
then on
bring your patience. Drive early. You know, just come early and plan on having
Wear your patience pants. Wear your patience pants. Because on Monday, that's where we'll take and have DJ Alex.
Yes.
And Kevin Crouch of South Metro Weather. Mm-hmm. They'll be doing like smart and funny. They'll be doing smart and funny kind of little DJ.
So is Alex smart or funny? Bah! I hope you're listening.
I'll let
Alex.
Him decide which one he's going to be. And anyway, we'll have them kind of be in the masters of ceremonies while we await for the real rock star of the day, which is the solar eclipse.
Yes. The sun.
Yes. And the moon coming together as one. And then they'll pass like ships in the night.
Yes.
Celestial.
It's getting deep up in here.
Yes.
We're wading through it.
And there's probably somebody screaming at their radio going, that is
not
what's
happening.
But in my brain, that's what's going to happen.
All we know is it's going to get dark,
yes.
And we're going to be wearing glasses, and we're going to have lots of parties,
yes.
And we're in the path of totality.
Do not look at it without your eyes protected. That is for sure.
And all the schools are out.
Yeah.
School's out. Kids can come and have fun, and let's just make a day of it.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
I may just sleep at the chamber.
And, you know, also if you're wanting, if that doesn't sound like your jam, but you are interested in stepping back in time for the time of your life, and history is more your thing instead of science, then we've got Scarborough Renaissance Festival opening this weekend.
Nice.
It'll run for 8 weekends, you know, through Memorial Day weekend.
And y'all, if you live here or you've lived locally for a long time, like I have, like Lori and I have, you may take it for granted that Scarborough Renaissance Festival is just that one thing that happens every year that blocks traffic on the road and da-da-da. But it really is a lot of fun.
It is.
If you haven't been out there or has been a while, make yourself, like, go and make a day of it and have fun with it.
Mermaids, turkey legs, all of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a neat experience. It's like a totally different world. And I don't know. I took the family, and we had such a good time out there. And I just go out there and enjoy it. Go check it out.
Mm-hmm. And more family fun that you can check out this weekend is also, of course, the Downtown Farmers Market. It opens this coming Saturday.
I'm so excited.
8 a.m. to 1 p.m., 701 Howard Road is where that takes place. Eliana's been working extremely hard on getting a new group of vendors. So if you're like, oh, I've been before, I would say definitely make plans to go again, because there's going to be some different things to enjoy.
And I heard her saying the other day that it, if it's not, what did she say, handmade, or she's, it's basically
locally sourced.
I mean, she really has some great standards for the, what's going to be going on out there. But the farmer's market's just wonderful anyway. Like everything about it. And I love getting to go out there and get honey and meat and milk and just see what people have made.
And it's going to be open year-round starting this season.
That makes my heart happy.
Yeah. I mean, it's been just such a successful program for over 20 years, and it just keeps getting better and better and better year after year. So that'll also be this Saturday. So there's a lot of things to see and do this weekend just right here in Waxahachie, Texas.
And you can take your dog and go for a walk on the trail from the park.
Oh.
And then you could let your dog go hang out at the dog park. And then you could walk over to Farmer's Market. I mean, like, you could, we have so many things to do.
And then just shopping and dining downtown.
Yeah, shop and dine downtown. Have coffee at Fresh. Walk down and have lunch at any one of the restaurants. I mean, there's just so many neat things to do. Shop at the boutiques.
I'm just already excited for this weekend. I might not be able to sleep. I might not be able to sleep for two nights.
We need to put some cots in the chamber.
Oh, that's right.
I should.
I could taking Lisa's space at your place.
You absolutely could. I may put
since I'll be down there for 3 days straight.
Yes.
You're such a giver. Look at you. Let me you're gonna sleep
and
in your office.
We have a fridge. We have bathrooms and a sink. It'd be amazing. All the things you could do.
Can I get a badge, please? I'd like a badge, please. But all that to not just gloss over, I'll just say quickly, you know, also after we finish this weekend, which seems like, can we do anything more? Yes, we can. We've got the Cowboy Gathering that's going to take place on the 13th, April 13th. And then after that weekend is Antique Alley weekend. And we've got a group called Big Top Entertainment. They do a 2-day shopping festival. Mm-hmm. And they will be in downtown Waxahachie on April 20th and 21st. And it's a free shopping festival. You don't have to pay any admission to get in. And they've got like 70 plus vendors that'll be downtown on this square. Yeah, they do. They are known for their Big Top tent, but being that they're in downtown Waxahachie and we've got the big courthouse, we feel like that's the statement piece, so we're going to leave the Big Top tent
at
home for this
one. Yeah, I mean, that's a Big Top. The courthouse is a Big Top.
And then last but certainly not least for this month, we do have Meat Church turning 10, and they had so much fun at their last block party. They're doing it again, so that'll be April the 27th.
Yeah, and Meat Church, you know, they have such a good following. Everybody's going to be out there hanging out. When is it again?
April 27th.
April 27th. Yep. So let me back up on April 13th. Also, another thing going on is the Ellis County's Got Talent.
Oh, are you in that?
College. I'm not in it.
Are you going to steal the show with all your talent?
No, I won't do that.
Because you are a one-man band.
I got my little harmonic in.
And then playing your piano and singing. I've seen it. I've witnessed it.
No, it's going to be really cool, though. Anybody who wants to come out and check out the Ellis County's Got Talent put on by Navarro College, that's going to be neat. It's going to be at Midlothian. What's it called? The Conference Center
conference
or the Civic Center, the big one?
Yeah. They are Midlothian Conference Center.
Midlothian Conference Center. And if you want tickets, just contact me at the Chamber, and I'll get you information.
And what
I
love about that event, not only is it fun, it also helps provide scholarships for students at Navarro College.
Yes, it's amazing.
That is amazing. And I love that you lend your talents to that year after year after year.
After you.
Along with everything else that you do.
Same with you, Lori Mosley. You should just join this group, too. And then you can really have done everything.
I'm fine.
I'm good. Thanks.
I'm good. Somehow the word brilliance comes into the equation on that event. It started with brilliance, and there's nothing brilliant about this. So anyway, we are good. But what I do want people to know is I know we talk fast. We give a lot of information, but you can always go to our website, visitwaxahachie.com,
yes,
for more details, and also on your website,
WaxahachieChamber.com.
Between those two, I think you'll have everything that you need.
And you can call either one of us, and we will make sure you get what you need.
Yes, for a good time,
get
call.
Get to who you need.
Yes.
And to get you to who you need to get with.
Yeah. We've probably got them right here on our phone. Operators are standing by.
Operator, please connect me.
It's official. She's singing, folks.
All right, guys. We will see you next week, and I'll be with Lori again next month. Lori next month, and we'll see you then. You got anything else, Lori?
I think that'll do it for me today.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.